It is a Tuesday morning. Andrew Brady, g'day.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
A very somber night over there, mate.
Yes. So, number 10 Downing Street are digesting all of the data that has come out from the top scientists and the chief medical officer today. It was a really somber news conference they gave. Chris Whitty is the chief medical officer of the UK government. Patrick Vallance is the chief scientist. They sat a couple of metres apart. There were no politicians present. Normally, you know, the Prime Minister would have been there, not today, and there were no questions asked. It was straightforward facts and data, and the bottom line is that if we keep going at the rate we're going with COVID, we will have 49,000 infections per day by the 13th of October. It's doubling Wow. every 7 days, and they will be looking at 200-plus fatalities per day in hospital by the middle of November. So over to the Prime Minister now to make his decisions about where we go from here.
And the markets didn't help either.
No, and off the back of all of that information, a really tumultuous day on the stock exchange. The FTSE 100 is the top 100 ranked companies in Britain. Collectively, they have today lost about $104 billion off their value. So quite simply, I think everyone's looking at what's to come. We're heading into winter, and I think it's going to be a really, really difficult few months ahead, boys.
Well, let's hope things do improve a little bit. All right, mate, you hang in there, and we'll talk again tomorrow, and you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
We will. Have a great day, guys.